Hold on, man. I was not aware that there was a ban on dwarfs in baseball. I know I never seen one, but I never stopped and thought to myself, I wonder why that is. The thought never occurred to me. You can call me non-inclusive if you want to, if that's a thing that people say. But I have it up on the fucking deal. So we're going to learn together right now. Why is it exactly? And if you say something dumb, like, well, everything that I'm about to say is triggering, so clip up, right? If you're going to say they're too short, you know, I don't know, man. You know, we'll get to the mathematics in a minute. Hold on a second.
Major League Baseball, ending the career of a 3'7" dwarf who was on pace to be the most productive player in MLB history.
What?
Is the only dwarf to ever play Major League Baseball.
Who?
He got paid $100.
What?
Instructed to jump out of a birthday cake and was under orders from this man.
Hold the fuck on. You're giving me a lot of information in a short amount of time, guy. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. So, he was one of the most productive baseball players of all time. And then you're going to go to... And by the way, he was instructed to jump out of a cake. Well, hold on a minute, man. How the fuck did we get here, Wolf of Wall Street?
Told him if he swung, he would be murdered.
What?
Bill Veeck,
murder, Sam.
He banned little people in 1951. Today, this rule may not even be legal thanks to the Americans with Disability Act of 1990. If a team signed a little person today, there's a good chance MLB would have to reverse the ban. And executives actually debated doing this.
Do it.
Tonight, the York Revolution.
I swear to the baseball gods, if dwarves start playing baseball, I will fucking watch, dude. Because you know what I was thinking the other day? I was thinking this because my boy sent me this video, right? And as soon as I saw the thumbnail, I thought to myself, and this is a real thought, say what you want about me, but I thought to myself, like, I wonder if they don't play because, like, they are the strike zone. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you can't throw... Never mind. We're getting into mathematics again. Everybody knows that's not my strong suit. All I'm saying is, dude, wouldn't the strike zone be right, like, where the dude's face is? How do you swing the bat for that? All right. Let's just...
Dave Flood, a 3'2" radio host. They
Who?
Invited him to spring training with a chance to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
His job was to go to the plate, stand there, not swing, and see if a pitcher could throw three strikes. He went to the plate 4 times, only got walked once, struck out 3 times, and was cut from the team. However, Flood and many other observers blame the umpire for this result.
Right. Like, I want to see the breakdown. Give me the box, son. Where's the box? What's in the box? Where's the strike box thing?
That's...
Yeah. Let's see it. All right, never mind. I take it back.
However, Flood and many other observers blame the umpire for this result.
Okay.
Understandably, he wasn't used to calling balls and strikes on a strike zone this small, which, according to MLB rules, is the area over home plate from the midpoint between a batter's shoulders and the top of his uniform.
Right. So there we. Thank you. Hello. This is the conversation I was looking to have. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see, Great Adventure. Are they... Oh, fuck. I don't... Dude, how? How? You'd have to readjust the strike zone, no? If you take it from... I don't know. This is tough. I feel like a fucking... This is what lawyers probably feel like. I need to see it again. I'm sorry.
Understandably, he wasn't used used to calling balls and strikes on a...
Yeah.
...is the area over a home plate from the midpoint between a batter's shoulders and the top of his uniform pants and a point just below the kneecap. This is Shohei Ohtani's strike zone.
Right.
It would be Ohtani's strike zone if he shrugs his feet.
See? Okay, yeah. So that's...
actually be more productive. But in 2014, the Buckingham Bluefish tried this in the Atlantic League, and again, the 4'1" batter struck out, showing that professional pitchers can hit small strike zones. But Bill Veeck had a better idea to make the strike zone even smaller, using a loophole in the rule book. The strike zone isn't created based on a player's height. It's created when the batter is in his stance and prepared to swing at a pitch.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck was... Hold the fuck... What the fuck was that? Dude, this man just did a whole split on... What?
Bill Veeck had a better idea to make the strike zone even smaller. Uh-huh. A loophole in the rule book. The strike zone isn't created based on a player's height. It's created when the batter is in his stance and prepared to swing at a pitch ball.
Shut the fuck up.
Meaning if a 6'7" batter crouched low enough... have the same strike zone as a 4-foot batter. As long as this was his natural stance and he did it every time. The team hired a dwarf who already had a small strike zone and had him crouch in the box.
Get the fuck out of here! Look at this dude!
Could get him out. As long as there was a team crazy enough to try it. The Yankees did this in the...
I was just gonna say, the Yankees! The Yankees! You filthy fucking New Yorkers. Of course you would. Of course you would. Move over, Babe Ruth, right? Here comes the snack size, son. It's coming.
And he did it every time. So theoretically, my team hired a dwarf who already had a small strike zone.
I walk funny. What are you going to do?
Crazy enough to try it. The Yankees did this in the 1920s because a dwarf convinced the team he had mythical powers.
Shut up!
To play, the team would just rub him for good luck before at bat.
What?
Athletics had a dwarf for good luck too, and even let him coach first base until the league banned him from coaching first base.
Why?
Pedro Martinez began hanging out with Dominican actor Nelson De La Rosa during the 2004 playoffs because he was convinced he brought him good luck. But none of the following ever got into a game. The only owner crazy enough to actually try that was Bill Veeck.
And where are you from? Commercial. Shit! Where's he from? What's the over-under? Where's he from? I want to say Minnesota.
Was a chain-smoking war veteran who lost his leg in World War II.
Oh, wait. That puts a different spin on things. Maybe he's from this... Oh, man. Where's this guy from? World War II veteran. Legs blown off. Lieutenant Dan. Atlanta.
Wooden leg, which he used as an ashtray. He was the...
Shut up.
So did play and became the only player ever to play in 5 different decades. He had a
nice
promotion where he gave away 36 lobsters. He had a promotion where fans became the manager for a game and let them vote on decisions.
Yo, I love this guy, dude.
He even introduced the first exploding scoreboard, then took this to another level by exploding thousands of disco records on the field in between a doubleheader, which caused thousands to rush the field, causing a riot at the stadium, and they had to cancel the second game.
Well, they all can't be good ideas.
When he managed a team in the minors, he installed a fence that would move back 15 feet every time the opposing team came.
love it, dude. I fucking love it, dude. He's a douche. He's a douche. The fucking thing moves back 15 feet when the visiting team goes up. I fucking, what a cocksucker, man. Yo, stop.
His infamous move was when he broke baseball by putting a dwarf on his team. Beck was doing a promotion and wanted to add a surprise that stirred up publicity.
I've never heard of this.
So he hired Eddie Goodell, paying $100, which was the minimum required payment for a dwarf act at the time.
What a piece of shit.
You have Goodell jump out of. According to Beck, the cake costs more than it costs to hire Eddie Goodell.
What a fucking piece of shit. The least you could do. The least you could do. I gotta get out of my Chris Rock cadence. What am I fucking doing over here, man? My God. You could at least cut the guy, like, whatever the cost of the cake was. You could have gave him half of that, right? I turned into Chris Rock. I was like, give him a table dance. You know, Jerry's Kids. That's, I always go back to that fucking record, man. Always. God damn it. What do you say? Frank Sinatra dead. Sammy Davis Jr. dead. Jerry Lewis got a full head of black hair.
He strategically mailed Goodell's contract to the league headquarters on a Saturday. Since they wouldn't see it until Monday, they had no chance to void the contract, officially making Goodell a major leaguer.
I like it.
Had him crouch down in a stance that made his strike zone an inch and a half tall and told him he was going to be on the roof of
Sharp Shooter. Shut up!
Wearing number 1/8, climb out of the birthday cake in between the doubleheader.
Please hold. Hold the fuck on, man. I can't co-sign if you swing, I'm gonna shoot you. But I'm torn on the 1/8 jersey. I like the idea of that's some shit that come on, bro. You know that's what I would do. I would do some bullshit like that. You know, come on, dude. Stop.
Too bad anymore. Beck then threatened to kill him again. In the first inning, Goodell pinch hit, and to everyone's surprise, a dwarf was at the plate. He walked on 4 straight pitches, went to first base, immediately got a pinch runner, and exited the game to a massive applause and laughter. Goodell instantly became known across the country and booked somewhere from $60,000 to $120,000 worth of bookings in today's dollars within a week of the stunt.
Bro, cut the guy in, man. That's all I'm saying. $100, you cheap motherfucker?
Later, he was arrested for public intoxication and told the police was a professional baseball player. Beck would keep hiring.
Well, he's from Cincinnati. I was wrong. Or at least that's where he was when he got arrested. So that's the city that will take claim for it.
And once booked him to dress up as a Martian and invade the field and abduct 2 players in another stunt years later. Goodell passed away a decade later after getting beat up on the street while leaving a bowling alley and never got the chance to hit again. Because the day after the stunt, the American League voided his contract. The MLB made a new rule that required the league president to approve each contract before a player enters a game, effectively
banning
people from playing Major League Baseball. 50 years later, Commissioner Bud Selig doubled down on the ban, saying, quote, it turned the game into a farce.
In 2001.
How effective would a team of little people actually be? Assuming the little person would be ineffective in the field and on the base pass, they would only be able to hit once per game, then be subbed out for a run. According to calculations done by Nate Silver, if a little person led the game off with a walk, he would increase his team's winning odds by 4.6%.
What?
If he did this every single game, he would be worth somewhere between 7 to 8 wins. Last season, that would have made him the 4th most productive position player in baseball by WAR. But that's assuming he would get walked every time.
Right.
The 2 times people have tried this resulted in the little people striking out.
Duh.
Here, some pitchers would still hit the strike zone. According to baseball statistician Tom Tango, a walk is worth 0.03 wins, and an out.
Get the fuck away from me. Point two. No, dude. Winning is 100%, and that's the end. You don't break winning into fractions, bro. It doesn't. Get your fucking decimal out of here.
Out and cannot field or run. He would need an on base percentage of .530 to be an average yet serviceable MLB.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'm assuming it means at least half of the time you're at the plate, you gotta crack a ball. That's what I'm assuming that means.
The question is, could MLB players strike them out more than 50% of the time? Major leaguers like Francisco Rodriguez don't think so, saying he'd rather throw to Babe Ruth than a little person. A former general manager for the Astros doubted they could, saying if he was still a GM and MLB lifted the ban, he'd be willing to sign a little person. And author Todd Gallagher assembled an entire team of little people to face former major leaguer Dana Kiker. He walked the first 5 batters in a row, ended up walking 7 of the 10 batters he faced, gave up 4 runs, left the game, and the team of little people finished with an on-base percentage of .700. If a little person could consistently get walked at this rate, they would be the most effective pinch hitter in the game, and all it would take is someone like Bill Veeck with the balls to challenge MLB and try it.
Yeah, but that's fucking whack, bro. That's whack, dude. Like, now you're just juicing the numbers now. That's all this is. Like, so for the fucking stat nerds, whack, bro. Whack, bro. You know what? How about... This is a very ignorant question. But is it possible for a dwarf person to be a pitcher? Right, do they have the capability to be able to maintain the speed? I'm not saying they can't throw a ball the distance, but like, do they have the ability to pitch out 90 mile an hour fastball? In theory, I'm just asking. I don't know nothing. I'm not trying to say they can't. I just don't know if that's possible, right? I don't know how the fuck these things work. That's a scientific question to me. Right, because then it comes into to how much force basically is in your arm. That's what it comes down to. I don't necessarily think but I'm not a fucking doctor, but I don't think the size of the arm matters as much as the strength of it, right? So in theory, I'd imagine they could. If they could, then why not have somebody pitching for that batter specifically, and then you even the fucking game back out, right? Because then the strike zone would even out, wouldn't it? I don't watch baseball, so I couldn't tell you. I only know one person that knows baseball, and I don't want to hit this guy up because, well, if I'm being completely honest with you, I have no idea how he's going to take this question. I don't know him that well. All I know is he might go, "What? Get the fuck out of my face," right? And then that's the end of the conversation. And now we'll never know the answer. Or even worse, what if he's like, "But baseball is sacred, and doing this defies the fucking meaning of the game," or whatever, you know, whatever the purists would say. I wouldn't know. Not one of them. I did see some sad shit at the Prudential Center. I did. There was a table inside, like past where you gotta pay for tickets, so they're clearly in the fucking building, right? While there's a game taking place, yes. And these two people, dude, are older, right? Nothing wrong with that. I would say, if I had to guess, maybe late 60s, maybe. I don't want to be rude, but, you know, they looked older, right? And it's just a table sitting there, and it says on it with the banner underneath it. I'm trying to see what this mix is here. Hold on a second. I don't understand how her YouTube works, bro. I'm used to the phone deal. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is? This is what we're doing? Or there's a different thing? Or is this a part of that? I don't fucking know. I feel so old, man. I don't even know how to use, like, basic things anymore. I can shuffle it? You know what? I'm gonna leave it alone just because I wanna see where is it gonna go. So the next song, if it's following the videos on the bottom, the next one is gonna be Redbone. So let's see. But anyway, they're sitting at this table. Devil's Fan Club, the whole banner on the deal, whatever. And they got, like, clipboards and shit. So I guess where you can sign up or whatever. And the part that I found the strangest was they didn't even have a radio on their table. Like, you couldn't hear the game. So, like, what are you doing? You're just sitting in the hallway of the Prudential Center while there's a fucking game on, dude. And you're trying to tell me you're running a fucking fan club, dude? What? It would have made, like, obviously you couldn't do this, but it would have made more sense if they were, like, you know, close, or at least have a fucking radio, man. I mean, for Christ's sake, they're playing the game in the bathroom, dude. The fuck? What I thought was cool was that they have, like, the game feed on, the proper commentators. They're not those dickheads on television that fucking root for the other team all the time, bro. There's such, ugh, I hate it. It's gross. You know what? They can't stand the fact that Jersey has a fucking team, bro. They hate it. They fucking hate it. You want to kiss the ass of the Rangers or whatever other fucking team the Devils are playing. No love for the Devils, but that's all right. We know what it is. Right? Because we're the odd ones out. You're from Jersey. What the fuck do you know about hockey, they say. And I say, not much. That's what I say. I defer to people that know what they're doing. That's why I fuck with the commentators, so. Because these guys will explain shit to you. If you're in the know, I'm sure you're like, man, that's annoying. I already know this, but I don't know what the fuck's going on. So when they go over a penalty, exactly what it is, and the instant replay and all that shit, I appreciate them walking me through it, because now, even though I'm not seeing it, I can at least put it together. The one game that I regret that I didn't see, but there's nothing I could do about it, because I'm not fucking paying $70 a month just to watch the Devils play, dude. I'm not doing it. That's fucking ridiculous. It's bad enough that I'm paying 10 bucks for Jim and Sam, basically. Because fucking Bob Kelly is determined to gross me out of listening to the fucking Bonfire, dude. This fucking guy is killing me, dude. And I love Bob. Bob's the shit. But he's too much, bro. Like, fucking, every 5 minutes is a puke bit, bro. Like, it's really not that funny to me, but I'm an asshole, right? I'm in the minority. I know everybody in the room is laughing and they're all dying. And I'm like, this in a room of comics of your fucking caliber, this is what you're presenting out on the fucking airways, dude? You're better than that, man. You know what I mean? Like, both of you motherfuckers, man. Big J and Bobby Kelly. Y'all are better than that, dude. Like, come on, son. I know y'all are nasty, but come on. Every fucking show has to be disgusting and gross, dude. Every show? Like, literally every fucking episode that I've tried to listen to, I've had to tap out at some point because it goes too far for me, bro. I can't handle it. And that sucks because I'm fucking, like, I love my show, dude. I wasn't one of those fucking cornballs that was like, oh, Dan Soder's leaving, I'm fucking done with the show. I knew it wasn't going to be the same show. And I'm not saying that Dan never did that shit, because there was plenty of regular episodes that I had to tap out of because they go too far with it. You know what happens? The problem is they encourage one another to do it. And because, you know what it is too? It's also, that's not even the worst part. The worst part is because they're fucking friends, right? Like, one of them will find something that the other thinks is gross, and then to watch them gag and almost throw up is funny to them. Whereas to me, I'll fucking punch you in your face, bro. There's nothing funny about throwing up at fucking all. It's a horrible experience. How dare you put that on me, bro? That's just not funny. I'll fucking... The kids get a pass because they're small, but they grow up eventually, bro. I can't punch my 11-year-old nephew in the face because he's gagging in the back seat. You know, and there's no point. I've learned, don't say, don't do that, because then that's just going to earn you fucking 8 hours of the same noise. You know, and I can only hold out for so long. So I fucking just like, whatever, just hold it down. Just hold it down. I'm really grateful that I had that fucking horrible trip on mushrooms, because it helped me have some sort of a tolerance for it, dude. Like, now it's just not as bad as it was before. It's still bad, but it's not as bad as it was before. I don't cry no more. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. Bro, I gotta fucking find something else in this goddamn algorithm, dude. And it didn't do what I thought it was gonna do. How are you only showing one video, bro? What is happening? Do I have to choose? How? I gotta find something fucking... Please, I'm fucking going through withdrawals over here, bro. I can't. I don't like none of the rap she likes, though. It fucking sucks. It's the worst. Like, how can you listen to that? I don't get it, bro. I don't understand it. Like, that. This fucking guy sucks, dude. What are you doing? How do you know the words to this fucking horrible song? How? Would never fucking listen to this shit. Never. And I don't mean the R&B shit. I'm talking about the rappers, man. Oh, wait a minute. Is it on my shit? No. How could it be? Can I put my shit on here? Now I'm back on it. Okay, let's see. What could I do? Man, I haven't listened to any of these playlists in a long fucking time. I don't know what's what anymore. Play it, goddammit. Let's see if it works. Now, do I have to have this thing up? Or will it just go by itself? You can't find this shit on iTunes, bro. Trust and believe me. I tried. Hold on. I want to just. Come on, dude. If you can't fuck with this, I can't help you. Come on. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry tomorrow, baby. That's that. bitch. You gotta pay with your life. Oh my god. How about your life? Whoa, that's cold. They don't make it like this no more. Come on. But that's that. Oh my god. Could you imagine? Yeah, go ahead and choke on that dick, motherfucker. It's catchy, though. In an evil sort of way. You can't even bring drama to these pussies no more. They call the cops. That's facts. Call me a pussy all you want, son. Fucking die on 911. Fuck out of here. Oh shit. Hold on, I can't. This is the fucking coldest line of the song, buddy. Wait for it. What the fuck you thought? Oh! Don't do it to him like that. Cold as ice. Leave your family with a fuck you note. With a fuck you wrote. Play with your life. What the fuck you thought? Oh, Jesus. That's awful. Come on, bro. It don't get made like that anymore. I suppose that's a good thing, though. It's a lot of hate right there. Make you sad. Smoke them if you got them. This the one right here. Yeah. Just hear the man out, is all I'm saying. Just hear the man out. Wait for it. Hey, yo, losing is not an option. A rumor is I'm a problem. Tell my day ones pretty soon I'll be moving them out the projects. The truth is that most of these dudes are just using whatever cards left because they soft and they all turn goofy throughout the process. Knowing it. I watched it happen right in front of my eyes. Right. We know. Fuck that. Was it the second verse? Think he says, in order to be a better version, I had to cut ties with everybody to become a better version of myself. Bro, this fucking guy talks some shit, dude. You don't listen to the records, you don't know. I gotta tell you, dude. Watch it. The second verse, yo. Watch. Yeah.
Yo, I just lit this cigarette when I'm staring out the window, and it's bringing back these memories of when it was so simple. So I'm cherishing this shit, cause I'm aware that without this whole rap shit, I'd be staring down the barrel of a pistol. Yeah. This is therapeutic mental stress relief to keep me grounded. But oftentimes I wonder where the fuck I'd be without it. Countless hours making music taught me how to see my downfalls were just lessons that I learned to stay the fuck away from.
For real.
Real shit to be a better version of myself.
I had to cut ties, even meant to hurt everyone else. Had to be the bigger man, the past I hurt. That I felt and I became a fucking animal emerging straight from hell. Come on. That shit gives me the chills, bro. You don't understand. You know, I wish that you don't fucking relate, I should say. Never mind. You know, you don't want to fucking relate to this shit. Oh, now you're fucking with me. Where do you go from here? There it is. Bring it back up. We're going for a nosedive. I've never seen a commercial for them gummy bears before. Bro, every one of those dudes that's eating them is going to have to run to the bathroom and shit in about 10 minutes, man. Read the reviews on Amazon. I'm not fucking playing with you right now. Every review is like, I ate these gummy bears out of a vending machine in the airport, and now I can't stop shitting. We had a fucking good 2-hour laugh just reading the reviews of these fucking gummies, dog. I'm telling you. They're German gummy bears, son. 9! You shit! I can't even do the fucking thing, dude. Just music. Go get a better bicycle.
I begin to trenches, but these rappers never like to go. I had to turn the heat up just so I could melt the icicles. Every black I get just keep on getting bigger, and it's paparazzi cameras with my team.
6,000 before I forget. Oh shit, bro. Do you know what that means? Most people look at that and go, oh, wow, you got 6,000 fucking people listening to your podcast. That's great, bro. It's nothing.
How about you can suck my dick and start with the balls, motherfucker? How about that? Do you know what that means? We hit 5K last year. Here's the breakdown. That means we've got 1,000 new heads. What? Are you fucking serious? Come on, man. If you can't see the growth to that, then you're a fucking idiot. How about that? I'm not even going to be nice about it. You're a fucking idiot. If you can't see that, this is something, man. I'm not saying it's the thing. I'm saying it's something. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Motherfuckers do this shit for years, bro. 8 listeners. That's it. A fucking 6,000, man. Even if it's just, I'm coming to check this shit out, this is whack, I'm out. It doesn't, bro, 6,000 different fucking ear holes, dude. Do you understand that? Do you know how wild that is? Well, dude, every time I kind of get fucking like, man, what am I doing, bro? Like, this thing is not gonna grow to where it doesn't fucking matter. You know why? Like, bro, put fucking, fuck that. Put 100 people in a fucking room and look at how many that is. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Think about it. Like, what? 6,000 is fucking a lot of heads, bro. That's more than a theater and a comedy, bro. That's a fucking theater act and comedy, dude. Like, 3,000 seats, whatever the fuck it is, bro. That's a deal. We're getting there. It's something, man. Right? Like, I'm happy with it. Bro, you don't understand. You weren't with us. You weren't with us. We were in my room in the apartment, dude. You weren't with us looking at it, trying to figure out how the fuck are we gonna put this shit together? Do we need to get people? I remember, dude, being on Twitter, like, do we need to find other podcasts to get on our show? You know what I mean? Like, nope. That works for some people. That ain't gonna work for me. You know why? Because these other people don't understand how to fucking podcast, man. Like, bro, like, what do you fucking do? You don't know how to talk? Get the fuck off the mic, man. Get it out of your face, bro. What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? Can't even hold a conversation. Get the fuck out of here. I don't care who you get on your fucking show, bro. Congratulations. Good for you. You know what it means? Dick. That's what it fucking means, bro. How about that? 6,000 without a fucking special guest. Just people I know. Kiss my ass. I'm not winning any awards. You know what? I'm not looking to win any fucking awards. I'm like, dude, if we could get... Bro, stop it. You don't understand. Like, you don't understand, dude. Like, how cool it is that the people listen to this shit. Like, I know I'm not editing right now, so I feel like I'm giving you a whack product. Because, like, at least, like, dude, I don't like listening to my own shit. Because I'm not gay, but this ain't the 90s. So, I'm not gay for myself. Yeah. Alright, well, we want people to listen, not turn it off. So, let's not, right? Like, whatever. It is what it is. It is what it is. And people hate that too when you say that. Well, you know what? What am I supposed to say? Now I forgot what I was going to say because I got wrapped up in saying I was gay for myself. And now I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say because that's so stupid. Of all the fucking idiotic comments to make, that's got to be on the top of the fucking list of dumb shit to say, dude. Oh, please. Man, I forgot, dude. Shit, it's over now, I guess. That's it, it's over. Fuck. Damn it. No, don't do this to me right now, please. Well, how about no? How about no for your fucking $8 box of crackers? How about no, man? What is this? What the fuck is this? I have a feeling I'm turning this off in a second. I'm fucking out already. I don't want to know nothing. Nothing. Nope. Go on get. Fucking. First of all. But I don't even know where to start. How about this? I don't even drink beer. Let's start there. Before we get to the fucking trucker hat and the flannel, let's start with beer. I don't. That aggravates me. I think beer is a waste of fucking alcohol. That's what I think that is. And I don't understand. Here's my philosophy on alcohol is very simple. Go big or go home. Go hard or go home. It's that simple. It's hard liquor or it's nothing, dude. That's it. Get out of my face with your beers and your fucking White Claws and your Smirnoffs. I used to fuck with the Smirnoffs, I can't lie. But that's because I would much rather drink a wine cooler than a beer. That's how much I fucking hate beer, dude. I would drink a sissy fucking Lala wine cooler over a beer any day of the fucking week. And I don't know what you all are talking about. There is no difference in the fucking flavor at all, dude. At all, dude. One just tastes like a little more sour than the other. That's it. That's it. They're all trash. All of them are trash. Fucking Bud Light, Coors Light, all the same shit. It's all the same shit. It's probably not the same at all. People that can taste the difference are like, you're fucking crazy, dude. It's Coke and Pepsi, man. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's Coke and Pepsi. I fucking can't. It's all gross. It's all fucking disgusting, dude. Like, why even bother? You're not getting... Where are you going with 5%? Where are you going with 6% volume? I'd like to know. Where the fuck are you going? I don't know how much volume it takes to get where you gotta go. But I'll tell you, I'd rather take, I don't know, 4 shots over fucking 6 beers, whatever the math is. I couldn't tell you. We already established I'm not good at math. Look, this shit might fucking flatten out tomorrow. And if it does, it does. The fact that it made it this far is fucking amazing, considering what I'm doing, which right now is basically nothing, right? At least when I was editing it, I would, you know, kind of make it funny. That's what I think I was going to say. I don't listen to my own shit. Yeah, there it is, because I'm not gay for myself. For the 4th time, let's say it. I think that was 3. I don't know. I can't count. We established this already. I can't. So, the devil was playing an old episode the other day because she has a couple of favorites that she will actually sit and listen to somehow. But then it's not her voice, so she can do that, right? Like, I think I sound like a fucking idiot. But, you know, that's, I'm just critiquing myself while listening to myself. But some of the drops are still, in my opinion, they're funny. Made me laugh, right? Like, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, because it's my shit, it's hilarious. Like, no, dude, like, that's a good spot for that to go in. Like, I see the point that I was trying to get at. Like, the idea still kind of holds up a little bit, I think. If I'm allowed to say that without sounding like a cocky, overconfident asshole, if I can say that. I don't know. But then again, I'm a sucker for that shit, though, dude. I love a good sound effect. That's probably the one thing that drew me into rap music, dude, right? And you fucking killing somebody, right? They got the whole shit in there. That was a bad example. Probably shouldn't have said that. But whatever. What are you going to do? That's what it is, right? That's what it is. Alfred Hitchcock. Fucking sound effects. You believe that guy was stabbing watermelons in a fucking studio trying to get this sound, like, it's gotta sound like it's penetrating a body? But that's, you need that kind of a whack job to pay attention to detail. Like, that's what it is. I want to drive whatever the fuck he's in right now, dude. I don't know what that vehicle is, but I think it looks like a fantastic time. I would like to drive that fucking thing around. I'm not looking to, you know, I can't think of the fucking word I want to say. Holy shit. I'm not looking to roll it, finally. Wow. All that work for such a simple word. I don't want to roll it nowhere. But it looks like fun to drive that fucking thing, dude. That's what I need a license for. Fuck the regular road. It's just so I can jump into one of those things. When we're doing shit. Alright, that would be fucking awesome. Let's do that. But then I'll probably crash into something and die. So let's maybe not do that. Man. I can't believe it, dude. Fucking Greg Stone's on Instagram talking about, I only got 70,000 people listening to my podcast. I said, bro, I got 6. Take the W, son. Right? Like, what the fuck? Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Only 70. Be fucking thrilled that it's 70, bro. Don't let these fucking momos out here, you know, ruin your accomplishments, man, and make your shit feel smaller than it fucking is. That shit's huge, bro. These fucking assholes tell you because you don't got a million, you're not shit. Fuck you, dude. You know what? It takes a lot of individuals to get to a million. And if you don't value each of those individuals up into that point, then what the fuck is the point, man? That's how I fucking feel, dude. What is the fucking point? The point is, like, you're supposed to enjoy the journey up, however far it goes. Even if it's not far, it gives a shit. Enjoy the, like, it's the little things, man. Why are you trying to take the little things away? Why you gotta hate on progress? Why? Why? Y'all just mad. You're just mad because somebody else is doing some shit, right? Like, come on, bro. That's whack. That's real whack mentality right there, bro. You should root for people around you to win. That shit's dumb. Wanting people to lose so you could be the only one. That's fucking stupid thinking. You'll get far, but not far enough. You'll get found out eventually and you'll be had with that imposter syndrome. People know what's up. They see it. And by the way, I think that's the only reason why it's gotten where it's gotten is because you see that I'm not, like, this is a fucking legit podcast, if I could dare say such a thing, dude. You know what I mean? This is not, I'm not creating a fucking character and being like, now I'm gonna put my radio voice on and be this guy now for views and clicks, bro. Fuck that. That's why I'll never go nowhere, by the way. That's why it'll never be big time. You motherfuckers think you're big time? You're gonna die big time. Here come the pain. That's what he said, right? Something like that. But I know it. Because I don't want to do all that. I just want to be myself. Why am I gonna fucking pretend to be somebody that I'm not for? Why? So you can not like me for somebody that I'm not? Hate me for who I am, please. Enough people do. You know, fucking clowns out of here. Can't stand him, but want to be just like him. Wild. Don't make sense. You ain't about that life. Cause you were never there. This is the better version of this song. You ain't about that life. Stop. Ask pussies why they hating on me. That's my favorite shit. Ask these pussies why they hating on me. Say they pull up. I've been waiting all week. But I'm not even on that fuck shit, dude. That's a whack mentality also. You know what? Y'all go ahead and play with jail and handcuffs. I'm good, bro. That shit got me nowhere and nothing, dude. You know what I learned real quick? Real quick. This is how karma works, dude. Every dollar I made got funneled back into lawyers, court fees, and probation down to the fucking penny. I'm not lying to you. Down to the penny. If that's not a fucking sign, I don't... From what? From who? I don't know. I'm just saying. It just seems like, you know, every... Come on, bro. What are the fucking odds of that? I'd say it's a wash, right? That's what they call it in the gambling business. You got in, you got popped, and you walked away with nothing. I came in with nothing, and I left with nothing. No devices, no fucking wires, no ankle monitors, nothing. Just some tarnishes on my record, come on. That's it. Came in with nothing and left with nothing. But you know what, though? Like, maybe then that's not the route that you want to go. That's not for you. Right, for whatever reason, you gotta do something else. Because clearly, this is not... The objective is to double, right? Not break even, if you're fucking lucky to even do that much. But then again, I wasn't crazy. But it's the fucking point, dude. It's small things, right? Like, that's a signal, bro. Get the fuck out of the way. This ain't for you. That's how I took it. The choice is always there, dude. It's only 20 minutes away. It's always there, but you gotta make the fucking right choice. You gotta make the right choice, bro. You gotta grow up sometime, right? That's one L I will gladly accept. I'll take it. If that's what it means, I treat this L, here you go, bro. I'll leave you with this. I treat this L that I just had to take the way that Sonny told C to eat that 20. What are you going to chase this fucking guy around for, right? He took you, you gave him money, whatever he owes you. You clearly ain't getting it back. The guy ducks you every time he sees you. That basically cost you $20 to get rid of him and never see him again. You know what I mean? This is the same thing. All right, cool, bro. You win. I look stupid. But... it's a choice, man. And I said I wasn't going back. Right? The reason why I'm bringing it up, how is it related, you might be asking yourself, is because it was a choice. I could have went. Instead of sitting here talking about 6,000, I could be talking about what fees I got left to pay off, or how much longer I got on probation, if I'm lucky. What do you say? Handsome motherfucker, even though I look like Pickle Rick. He does, though. Whoa. Yo. Easy. That's how it goes. Watch this shit grow, and then all these people that wouldn't talk to me, you know, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do the show, and then dip out in the last second. You ask people to do it, and they're like, ew, like I'm trying to fuck them or something. It's so weird, bro. That's why I stopped trying to associate people with this shit, by the way. I don't need no big-name guests or whatever, dude. This is what it is. If I bump into somebody, whatever, bro. You know what I mean? But that's not gonna happen. So I appreciate everybody that listens and has listened through all of this crazy shit that has been going on and continues to go on. Because we still haven't straightened out yet. Which is why I'm not editing, but... boy, it is a beer. And you're there. And I appreciate that. Because I didn't think that this thing was going to grow, dude. I thought it would flatline and maybe, like, it was lucky. Couple of people, maybe four people. It wasn't that long ago. All I'm saying is just appreciate it, dude. All over the fucking world this podcast is, dude. And that's fucking crazy to me. But I love it. It's awesome. I feel like, you know, we're sharing a fucking piece of the human experience together, even though we're on different sides of the fucking planet. or wherever you're at, dude. These guys in the video were wild, dude. I don't know what that shit was at the end, but I like it.